around, everybody, for you're about to hear the show that's gonna make you smile for me.
Break the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
On your radio, he plays the old and new, the swinging and the blue. He plays all the records, especially for you.
Strike the Box with Chris.
Let's go!
Out of sight, yeah. Listen, are you hung up? It was strung up.
Here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
We'll be right back. Carmen, your favorite DJ, he's the greatest.
Lots of music, lots of fun. In our town, he's number one.
He's Carmen, your favorite DJ.
June 12th, 2001. The first song on Strike the Box, I Feel Free by Cream. June 17th, 2021. The first song on the 20th anniversary of Strike the Box, I Feel Free by Cream, released back in 1966. We also followed that up with some brand new music by Oliver Jean and April Marsh called Punk It that you can get off of their new EP from called Palladium off of Third Man Records. And we finished things up with some music by Patti Smith Group, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, cover version of the Bird song that they released. Patti Smith released it back in 1979 off of her Wave LP. So it's been 20 years. Wow. How time flies, doesn't it? You know, as I was thinking of doing this show this week, I was trying to remember how I actually stumbled into doing this show. And there was a bunch of factors what led me into doing a radio show. One, probably way back in the 70s, when, remember the Radio Shack catalogs you used to get? There was this thing called 150-in-1 electronic sets or electronic project kits that you could get at Radio Shack for like, I don't know, $29 or something. $30, I think it was. And one of the things you could do was make a radio transmitter. So I actually set it up, and you could put it on some AM frequency, and about 5 feet away you could put the transistor radio, and using a headset, like one of those ear headsets that came in the old transistor radios, that could be your microphone. So that was like the first radio station, I guess you could say, I was on way back then in the 70s. But as the show goes on, I'll explain more how I kind of got into this little gig. And as always, it's freeform. Maybe we'll do a little bit more than 2 hours. We'll see how we go as the show goes on. But it's freeform radio. Anything and everything. Hopefully you will enjoy it. And enough of me rambling. Let's get back onto the music. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box. On WMFO and Medford 91.5 FM, on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
We've done over 1,300 shows.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising that occasionally one would eat, suck, or blow.
die, milkface! These cans are defective. They're springing leaks. Come over here and look at this.
Listen, you better run for cover. You're going to spring a leak.
Huh?
We don't have defective cans. We have a defective poison out there.
He hates these cans.
Outside, she watches Hamden pass right by, gazing out the window all day. She lives her life in her own way. She's dark and mysterious, but she loves when you make a fuss. A life of leisure suits just fine, living on someone else's dime. She's Pepperine, you're my queen, Pepperine, Pepperine. Up and down the staircase, winding down, her day is done. But long past the setting sun, another nap is just the ticket. Can't stay awake another minute. She's Pepperine, you're my queen, Pepperine, Pepperine, you're my scene.
Strange.
Strange Days by The Doors off of their second LP called Strange Days, released back in 1967. It made it to number 3 in the Billboard charts. But we started things off with some brand new music by the Peppermint Kicks called Shag 72 from Rum Bar Records, which they were nice enough to send along. They have a digital single out there. I don't know which, I guess the A side you could say is Hey Fanzine, and the B side would be Shag 72. You actually can get Fanzine off of the Rum Bar site for free. Just check out the Peppermint Kicks. They have an LP coming out, I believe, in July. This July. Yep, July 23rd, 2021. So make sure you check out the Peppermint Kicks. Followed up by some Little Eva with The Local Motion, released back in 1962 off of the Dementia LP, or label, I should say, not LP, but label. A song that was originally given to Dee Dee Sharp, but she turned it down. She didn't want to sing it. So Little Eva, which I believe may have been the babysitter of Jerry Goffin and Carole King, I think, maybe. I don't know. Don't have enough time to read it. The B-52s with Hero Worship off their self-titled The B-52s LP from Warner Brothers back in 1979. Pepperine by Go Dog Go from 2020. They have a couple of good songs. Pepperine, for some reason, it just, I like the beat to it and everything, but you can check that out on Bandcamp Records. Go Dog Go from Baltimore. And as I said, we finished up with some Strange Days by The Doors. And it was kind of strange how I got into the radio show. You know, trying to remember this, it was somewhere around 2000. I used to, my full-time job, as many of you know, was a firefighter. I've been doing it since 1995. I had a second job because every firefighter usually had a second job, testing fire alarms. And we used to test over at the Tufts University campus. And I hadn't been in Curtis Hall, but one of the other teams of testers was doing the fire alarm system over there, and he happened to be telling me, wow, you know, there's a radio station up there and there's nobody in it right now. There's no students, but I guess there was a community member in there, and he says, yeah, there's, you know, just not all students, there's community members in there. So I remember we took a walk over there to check it out, and yeah, there was nobody in there, but I walked inside and I just went, wow. Look at all these records. I mean, every room from floor to ceiling, covering the walls, were just stacks and stacks of LPs. And if you grew up in the 70s, like I did, 70s and 80s, you knew what LPs were and are. So I was just like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. And just didn't kind of give it a second thought. Again, this I think was around 2000. I would start to listen more and more to college radio as opposed to the big stations, because the big stations kind of were just going away. BCN, I didn't like how BCN had turned into. A lot of the music I sort of liked, you couldn't really find that much anymore. I grew up listening to a lot of 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 80s was for me, just because of my age, but with my brothers and sisters, I had a lot of music from 60s and 70s that I would listen to. And it was just getting tougher and tougher to find music that I liked. The new music that was coming out back then, I didn't enjoy. So as we keep going in the show, I don't want to tell the whole story in one sitting, but as we keep going, I'll tell you more and more how I got into WMFO. But hopefully you'll enjoy this week's show. As I've said, it's all freeform. Sometimes I've been playing a lot more newer music these days, but I may go back to some of the stuff that I haven't played for a while. A friend of mine did say, when I was sort of trying to figure out what I was going to do in the show, she said, why don't you just play like top 20 songs that you like of all time? And that's a good idea. Just sometimes my top 20 constantly changes. But I'll definitely have some top songs that I love that'll be in this week's show. All right, I've been rambling a long time, so let me get out of here. You're listening to Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Now for something completely different.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just lie. starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. I get you up there where the air is rarefied. We'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Thank you. The other night, I had a dream, and it was very real. There was a... Well, it wasn't really a spaceship. It was more like a blimp or an orb of some kind. And then a bunch of weird creatures came out.
from 1979, or maybe 1980, depending on what label you have. That's The Prettiest Girl by The Neighborhoods. And it's actually a live version of that off of an LP called The Last Rat that you can get on Red Records, which is a legendary live show done by The Neighborhoods back in 1992, I think, as probably as The Rat was closing. But there's like 30-plus songs on this album. So if you want to hear a live version of that and a live version of a ton of Neighborhood songs, check out The Last Rat on Red Records. Okay, so do that. But we started things out with Dancing with the Devil You Know from Little Billy Lost. And a big shout out to Schmitty that sent that single along to me, because Schmitty, who does a song I just played last week, I can't remember off the top of my head, I'm so sorry. He's actually the drummer on Little Billy Lost. I need a lot more coffee. It's way too early in the morning today. So check out Dancing with the Devil You Know from Little Billy Lost. You can find that on Bandcamp. That just released back in May of this year. So please check that out. we changed gears like the Strike the Box show usually does. We went off the rails, I guess you could say. Hey, it's Freeform, anything and everything. So we played some Frank Sinatra with Come Fly With Me off of his Come Fly With Me LP, released way back in 1958. It's a beautiful thing about Freeform. I'll play just about anything. Followed that up, and that was it, 1958. We went 20 years ahead of that, 21 years ahead of that, with Dreaming by Blondie, which is off the Eat to the Beat LP, released back in 1979, which is what, 40 some odd years ago? God, wow, jeez. So yeah, it's Dreaming with from Blondie. And then we went back in time again, way back more in time, to a song called High Flying Bird, which originally was released back in 1963. It was a released by a folk and country singer named Billy Ed Wheeler. And recorded by Judy Henske, if I can read that correctly, back in 1963. The Jefferson Airplane had a version of it back in 1965, but we heard local band Ill Wind from 1968